Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And in the studio lounge, we have the fine gentleman from Medicare CU. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, Medicare CUSO, really.
Medicare CUSO. All right, cool. And we have Rock Carter right next to me. Rock, how are you?
Good, doing well.
Good, good.
And it's good to be with you, Mike.
Nice to be with you as well. And then Stanton Furness from the same organization as well. How are you, Stanton?
Living the dream. We're at Nakiso having a good time.
Yeah, in Orlando, Florida, where the weather is gorgeous.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Truly. Not bad. Not bad at all. And how is the conference going for you guys?
Excellent. We've met a lot of new credit union people and had some great conversations. And we were on a panel discussion, so that went real well.
Good deal. Oh, yeah. Well, you have to tell me a little bit more about that.
But, sure.
But before we talk about the panel, tell us a little bit about Medicare CUSO. How are you guys helping credit unions out there?
Yeah, so about 10 years ago, we partnered. I've been in credit unions for about 40 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So done a lot with that. In fact, I work for Allied Solutions, truly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know them very well.
This is my fun thing that I get to do on the side. But the idea being, this was something that Stanton was doing with one or two small credit unions in Utah, and I was running a CUSO at the time, and we were shutting down the CUSO, and these guys were a part of it, and he said, wait, don't shut it down. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So we sat down and we chatted about their idea, and then I started to apply it with my experience, and I said, let's ask the question of one or two of these credit union people, and before you know it, we had three or four credit unions that said yes right away. We'd love to help our senior members, aging population, all the good things. And this is something, Mike, they have to do every year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to make choices. And if they don't make the choice, they're going to get bombarded from other sources, banks and finance companies and really large investment groups. But they're not really helping them with Medicare. What they're really doing is trying to find the assets that those senior members have. So it's a great way to establish trust and have a great relationship on something that's critical.
So what's the process? How do you guys... how do you guys work with credit unions so the credit unions can provide this to their members?
Yeah.
Stan, do you want to go?
Yeah, so there's kind of, exactly. So we partner with them in the way that we are proactively reaching out to them. So it's, hey member, we see that you're turning 65. Everybody and their son's trying to market to you and earn your business.
No doubt.
We call it the boomerang effect, in the fact that they get so many phone calls, so many emails, so many mailers, that the member throws their hands up and say, who do I trust?
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's not like they can walk down the street and talk to some guy that does Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of us in the world that provide those very specific services. So again, the members throwing their hands up, please help, who do I trust?
Mm-hmm.
Credit union reaches out and says, hey, we see you're turning 65. We're here to help.
Yeah.
So in the member's mind, the financial institution, they've always had my best interest. I've been with them for decades. Yes, please help me. I need help. And
gotcha.
So whether it's, hey, I don't need Medicare right now because I'm still working and other reasons, or like Rock said, every single year, are my doctors covered? Are my meds covered for my plan next year?
Mm-hmm.
Help me understand, am I on a good plan? Do I need to make a plan change? So we sit down with the members and figure out what their healthcare fingerprint looks like based off of a few questions and say, okay, based off of your needs, one spouse is going on this plan and the other spouse is going on this plan because their healthcare is different.
Right, right.
So it's no longer a family plan, it's more of an individualized plan, again, based off of their needs.
Gotcha.
So we help them navigate through that process from the first time they go on Medicare and then every single year to update on what's going on.
Even better.
Yes.
And all of this, I think the key here is all of this is coming from a trusted source, their credit union, right?
Amen.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So what did you guys talk about on the panel? What was the subject matter on the panel that you were on?
You probably know Nick Bloxam with Selco. He's kind of the head of that insurance contingent. But he reintroduced what we talked about last year, the Medicare kind of 1.0, and helped everybody understand what the need was. And you have an aging population. There's going to be 80-some million people by 2030. They're going to be in this age group. So there's just a tremendous need to address this. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so he kind of revisited that. But the second part was the model, the business model that we utilize and our competitors utilize. When we first started this, nobody was in this business. And so we kind of trailblazed out there, and now we have a lot of people following us and doing some things.
I see.
The old blue ocean turned pretty murky pretty quick. But we had a lot of fun with it. But truly, what we were talking about is there's several ways to skin this cat. You can do it yourself as an agency. You can have us help you and do what's called a fully managed program, or somewhat of a hybrid in between those mm-hmm, two. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is that people get some expertise, and that they really take the time to evaluate, not just wading in and dabbling in Medicare, because it takes a really true commitment to get the expertise and all the subtleties that go along with it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we were talking about, is when you choose a model, there are several ways to do it. You just have to make sure it fits your culture and your credit mm-hmm. union or mm-hmm. your agency.
Mm-hmm. And it's just another value add for the credit union, to make the credit union that much more valuable to the member. And another thing to make it sticky. Terminology is, you know, keep them in the credit union ecosystem.
We use it all the time.
I bet.
And this product in particular is as sticky as it gets.
I bet.
And then it has nice revenue that builds over time as well.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Well, and it goes back to that annual service every single year. So open enrollment is like set in stone. October 15th, December 7th. And that set in stone event brings the members in annually. So going back to that stickiness, let's mm-hmm. do an evaluation mm-hmm. on your health care. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the times, just by default, we'll uncover assets, because we have to ask them if they're drawing Social Security, because that determines how they fund their Medicare benefits.
Yeah.
So it's a great cross-sell into wealth management.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that says, hey, you know, remember, we wear the Medicare hat today, and this is what we're talking about, because there's a lot. You're going to be drinking out of a fire hose. But by the way, the credit union has this service. Let's make sure you get you in contact with them.
Okay.
But again, today we're talking Medicare.
Right on. So, yeah, a great cross-sell opportunity as well.
Absolutely.
For sure, bringing them in and sharing what's new with the credit union. So yeah, and which could be you.
Yep.
Which could be you guys as well.
Amen.
So yeah. Anything else to add here?
We're excited to be a part
this
of the
cool.
The broadcast,
really cool.
And we've seen you do your work, and we're hoping we can get the word out in terms of something really good mm-hmm. and sticky and important for the credit unions to consider.
Well, and I think the age range right now is what, I mean, you guys are, you guys, your timing couldn't have been better.
Right.
So well done on that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, so.
Well, it also goes back to some of the data. I mean, you look at the biggest wealth transfer from our demographics down
right
to
now.
Younger demographics,
mm-hmm.
Which segues into that wealth management, right?
Yep.
And so it's a good cross-sell in both worlds, that annual checkup every time, because healthcare happens throughout the middle of the year. Hey, I got to have a surgery, I got a new mm-hmm. doctor, mm-hmm. I got a new medication.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back to the rep of the credit union, you know, we always tell our reps, hey, tell the member, don't call member services, because you...
At the carrier.
At the carrier. So don't call United Member or Humana or Aetna. You know, call me as a rep first.
Yeah.
Because one, I'm one phone call away.
Right.
I speak English.
Right.
You might be routed to a call center depending on the time of the day that you call.
Right.
Call me first.
Right.
So let's make sure that when you get a new medication, there's no sticker shock, or when you go fill it up, or your surgery or whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
Again, call us. We're your trusted source.
Yeah.
We're here to help you.
Yeah.
Another value add.
Yeah, no doubt. And credit unions want to be that primary financial institution, or primary financial resource is what I call it. So
absolutely.
And this is one more reason why, for sure.
Yep, you got
good
it.
Good stuff, guys. So where do folks go to find out more about you guys? What's
website? www.medicarecu.com.
Okay, easy
or
enough.
Or cuso.com, either one.
Okay, easy enough. All right, guys. Anything else to add before
I
let you go on to the rest of the show?
No, but thank you.
We
sure appreciate the opportunity to be
anytime,
with you.
Anytime, Rock. Well done. And Stanton, well done. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks, Mike.
Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate
it. Well done, guys.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.